Hey, everybody. What is goody? Happy holidays. It's a holiday weekend, right? I mean, Black Friday was yesterday. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we had a great week. Welcome to another episode of Biohack Your Best Life. My name's Elizabeth.
And I'm Billy Carson, aka Forbidden Knowledge.
Forbidden Knowledge. Yes, we are here. We have been traveling all over the world. Yeah. So we've been a little bit inconsistent with our podcast because we've literally been, we were gone all of October and we just got back from Cambodia. So,
yeah. Taking people on world tours. So mm-hmm. if you want to find out more about coming on tour with us to some of these amazing ancient sites in these amazing countries, make sure you go to forbiddenknowledge.com and click on upcoming tours for more information.
Yeah, we had so much fun. I had the best time in Cambodia. Mm-hmm. It was cool because we got to visit so many ancient sites, but then we also got to visit the middle of the jungle where you had, you know, forests and cliffs, and then I don't know, it was super cool. Waterfalls.
Yeah.
Incredible. It was great.
Yeah, hiking up Kulin Mountain, and then when you go through the jungle and then you turn the corner mm-hmm. and you see that waterfall, what's your first impression?
Oh man. I think it's serenity. Mm. That's the word that came to my mind. It's so serene. Mm. Like, wow, this is really incredible sights. Honestly, my favorite part of that whole trip was when I was sitting on the edge of that cliff.
Yeah.
That's my favorite part. I literally felt like I was part of nature. Mm. So, I mean, I don't know. It was great. Judith in the building.
Hey,
Judith came to Cambodia with us.
That's right. Judith from Cambodia. What's up?
Hey, Judith. What that's up, right. Doug? She's from Detroit. Detroit represent.
Yes, we had Detroit in the house all the way in the jungles of Cambodia.
Yes, we did. So much fun.
Yeah.
It was great, man. I had the best time ever. I really liked the floating city, too. Something else that, woo.
It's amazing. Mm-hmm. People, an entire city, an entire full village. Living on top of water.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's something that everyone needs to see once in their lifetime.
Yeah, they really do.
A whole other way of life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no cars, only boats.
Yeah.
Houses that actually float. Some have the legs, the sticks.
Mm-hmm.
But the ones that actually float were really incredible because they rise and drop with the tide, with the flow of the height of the water.
Yeah, I was wondering how they didn't flood out their places, but.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I saw TVs and stuff and everything in the houses. So I'm like, wow, they got everything.
Yeah. And a lot of hammocks. They love hammocks over there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. Yes. It was amazing, guys. Next year, we're going to Turkey in September. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, we're going back to Egypt in October. Billy and Muhammad Ibrahim will actually be doing a live podcast next week. Talking about Egypt and
talking about Egypt and Turkey.
And Turkey. Yeah, because he's going to be in Turkey with us too.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes. So two huge tours coming up. Mm-hmm. If you want more information, go to forbiddenknowledge.com.
Yeah.
Or click the link in the caption of this video and make sure you register ASAP because these tours are life changing and they sell out pretty fast.
Yeah. Yeah. They will definitely change life. Definitely. And it's really convenient to be able to show up in another country and just go,
mm-hmm.
which is literally what we did in Cambodia. We had no time. It was not the plan like that, but it happened like that. We literally got to the hotel
mm-hmm.
and they were like, okay, ready in 30 minutes.
Yeah.
They were like, oh,
let's go.
Alrighty.
Straight to the jungle.
Straight to the jungle up mountains, though. That was the steepest climb that we had was on the first day coming off.
It was about a 60 degree incline.
Yeah.
Going up. Yeah. But people got a little warm up for the new boot camp.
Yeah. It was a lot. It was a lot for me. And the first day. So we went right into it. Didn't mm-hmm. have any time to rest whatsoever. But, you know, it was all good.
Yeah.
Good experience. But anyways, so today we are talking about holiday trauma and drama.
Oh, yeah.
There is definitely a difference between holiday drama mm-hmm. and holiday trauma.
Mm-hmm.
So just to specify, some holiday trauma could be things like, let's say, well, maybe you were locked up during the holidays.
Yeah.
I know that the feeling is really horrible when you're locked in a space and you cannot celebrate any type of holidays. It's one of the hardest times for mm-hmm. people in prison, for people in jail, that's a serious trauma.
Yeah.
And it's extremely hard.
Mm-hmm.
to know that the outer world is having these celebrations. Mm-hmm. Families are getting together. People are eating good. And you're stuck with, you know, two pieces of white bread and some bologna.
Right.
So that could be an example of trauma. Mm-hmm. I didn't even tell you this, but I have some trauma attached to Thanksgiving because my grandmother actually got very sick and passed away on Thanksgiving.
You told me.
Some years. Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
You told me last year.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't want to bring it up this year. And that's one of the reasons we'll talk about why I didn't really want to talk about it. But that's a little bit of trauma. So, and then, you know, people that are maybe not getting along with their families. Maybe they're the black sheep of the family and their family, yes, has outed them and you can't come to this or, you know, there's been a lot of drama, especially with the global sickness and all the differences of opinion as far as that went. So, I mean, that could be trauma associated with the holiday because you can't even see your family because let's say you don't have the date, you know? So, I mean, it's just so many different things that, that can attach to these holidays that can remind people of just not feeling the greatest. Mm-hmm. You know, you try to, well, at least for me, I try to make the best for our kids. You know, I try to make them enjoy the holiday. I try to keep, you know, traditions going. And I mean, it's difficult. It's always difficult. So, but you try to do your best. And yeah, I mean, so far so good with Gabriel. So that's a good thing.
Yeah.
He loves the holidays. So success there. But yeah, what are some holiday drama that you can think about?
There's a lot of holiday drama.
Yeah.
I mean, and we're going to talk about how to solve that problem too, when there's a very easy solution to all of it.
Mm-hmm.
But, drama is relatives that clash for whatever reason. There's a lot of jealousy between relatives.
Yeah.
This is a pretty standard thing across the board. There's a certain level of jealousy between different parts of the family, anger for previous generations that did something to one side of the family. And now you could be taking the brunt of that anger as a future generation or a younger one coming up. One of the problems that I had was, you know, visiting family during the holidays. And one side of the family kids were extremely aggressive and always wanted to fight and beat up my kids and create all these problems and issues and cursing out and chasing and threatening. You know, so you have all these different things that come to part. Then, of course, you have people that are alcoholics or drug addicts or just can't stop talking to talk too much or say the most inappropriate things at the worst time.
Yeah.
You know, people that are always looking to create and stir drama. We know one of those people, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So this person goes and talks a little bit to this one about the other one and talks to the other one about this one and talks to this one about the other one. And then they go around to create this cycle, this cyclone of drama.
Yeah.
And then they sit back with a bag of popcorn and watch the show pop off, literally. And we've witnessed this with our own eyes with somebody that we had to slice off.
Yeah.
And so there's this, you know, there's so many different forms of trauma, of drama that happen and occur, you know, in households. I mean, I remember, just being very candid, you know, I didn't look forward to showing up at a lot of the events where my father would be because I knew he was, you know, going to be high or either drunk or both. And unfortunately, that was going to create a very bad situation. In most cases, it always did. You know, he'd be having outbursts, arguing with other family members, or either if he was there and was calm but wasn't doing anything, other family members' anger towards him for being the way that he is, that would spike them, and then they would start going in, and then it would cause this cycle of drama going on.
Yeah.
So it happens. There's so many ways that it, you know, so many ways it can happen.
So in your experience, you really grew up with that type of holiday drama pretty consistently.
Oh,
huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that turns into trauma over over time.
Yeah.
Yeah, me, honestly, I had pretty good holidays. I mean, except for my grandma getting sick. But other than that, my parents really tried to do their best when it came to all the stuff. But, you know, I didn't really feed into the actual holiday and what it stood for. Let's talk about that for a second. There is ancestral trauma in a lot of people that are attached to these holidays because these weren't really holidays, right? Yeah. They were actually massacres. So, yeah, I mean, that's ancestral trauma. So for a lot of people, this season, this time, just reminds them of how, you know, their ancestors were brutally murdered and sliced up. And
it's a fact.
Yeah.
Absolute facts. Can't deny it.
Yes. Yes.
Can't deny it. That's why during the holidays, I told you, we had hired a company that made some posts for us to help us out with our content posting, because we knew we had, you know, reduced amount of time online and our content creators trying to juggle and get a hold of all these accounts. And they had made a post that said, Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So I went back and told them, all right, take down Happy Thanksgiving. Yeah. Don't put Happy Thanksgiving. Don't put Merry Christmas on any of our content, because it's better just to say Happy Holidays.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's Happy Holidays. It's a holiday for me. It's a holiday season is what it really is and what it represents. Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to really hone in specifically on any type of a name of a holiday. I know that this time of year we're given these days. Mm-hmm. Well, whether we want them or not, might as well cherish them and spend time with your family and your loved ones and have a good time.
Right. Become an alchemist. I mean, you transmute that energy into positive energy, which is what we do. Mm-hmm. I mean, we had a phenomenal Thanksgiving, but really it was a Friendsgiving, you know, because we had
a Friendsgiving.
Yeah, we had our friends and we just ate good and talked smack and it was
great conversation, a lot of laughs.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of jokes. Everybody had a great time and we went home.
Yeah, exactly.
And so it's, you know, it's Happy Holidays. That's why when people say Happy Thanksgiving, I say Happy Holidays. They say Merry Christmas, I say Happy Holidays.
Right.
I'm gonna respect you. I'm gonna respect your ideology, your belief system, and what your tradition is. Yeah. I have no problem with that. I just want to broadcast that myself. So it's, for us, it's just Happy Holidays.
I remember, though, this one holiday, you went ham. You went live and you were just, psh, psh, psh. Oh, God, he's going in.
Yeah, I'm not going to backhand people anymore with the facts anymore. Like, I'm going to let people have their holiday fun. You know, 'cause at the end of the day, we're going to follow some traditions. We're going to have some fun. We're going to spend time with family. We're going to eat. But we have the knowledge of what's really behind some of these things.
Yeah.
That's the difference. Can you discern the true meaning of these things and understand them? But also then, like you say, alchemically convert what used to be a dark time into a time of light by understanding, well, this time has been given to us. Let's spend the best of it. Let's make the most of it that we can with our family members and our friends.
Yeah.
And so that's what we've done, because the only other alternative is to go in a dark cave and sit in a corner
in depression,
which is completely stupid.
It's just backwards.
And be angry at everybody. That's completely stupid as well. Yeah. So don't do that. That's ignorant.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, really, honestly, it's about what you make of it. Honestly, I really do love celebrating the holidays, but it's like, I feel like you should celebrate your people every day though. You know, I mean, it's just like, you know, Valentine's Day and all these other days that you're supposed to do these big grand things. But it's like, are you celebrating those people and your family like that all the time? It should be very consistent. So, I mean, you do a little extra here and there during the holiday season, but I really feel like in everyday life, let's stand up and be that person, that the good person that gives and loves on and cooks and does all this family oriented happy type stuff. Let's do that consistently throughout the year. You know, let's not have to have a day that's like, oh, now I dedicate this day, I have to be nice to my people.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. So, exactly.
Yeah. Keep it consistent.
Very, very true.
But so people that have some holiday trauma, which you know, I do a little bit. I was kind of locked up during some of the holidays. So for a while there, I had some PTSD attached to the holiday season. I didn't want to celebrate it. And I refused to actually for a couple of years there. But I realized that in doing that, that's not serving anybody. That wasn't serving me. That wasn't serving my family. That wasn't serving anything. It was just creating negative energy within me and my life. And it really made me depressed. So like you were saying, you know, people that go in a hall or in a corner and just stay there and are mad at the whole world. That was me for a couple of years. And I'm like, why am I doing this? Let me just get back to happiness, get back to trying to be more outgoing during this time. So, I mean, it's really a decision at the end of the day. If you want to sit there and think about, oh, well, this happened to me during this time and I'm just mad. And I mean, those are your thoughts, right? Negative thoughts. So you can control these things because you are not your thoughts. You're the observer of your thoughts. So once you can learn to really hone in and start reprogramming your thought process, you can really start enjoying things that used to be very traumatic, upsetting, or very sad to you. You can really, I mean, thoughts control your emotions. So
absolutely. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when I was going to all of these family holiday traditional, you know, events during the holidays and taking my family there and everything else, my kids, and starting to see this drama every single time, which, like you said, begins to create trauma. Mm-hmm. And I said, man, it seems to be no matter how nice you are, no matter how, you know, how politically correct you are, no matter how silent you are or how vocal you are, it still seems to be an issue almost every single time, whether it's directly involving me or I can see it happening to somebody else. Mm. And all the side talking and the chatter about this one and that, the gossip. Mm. So I said to myself one day, I said, you know what? Why am I doing this? So I just stopped going.
Yeah.
And I said, why don't I create my own holiday the way I want to have my holiday at my own house and stop putting myself in the situation that I already know is going to create drama and trauma for myself and my kids. So at one point I just said, shoot. And I mean, some of my relatives, some of them might be even watching this right now. They know all of a sudden I just stopped showing up. I just stopped showing up.
So how did that feel for you though? How were you able to be strong enough to do that? Because I know for a lot of people, they feel inclined to go to their family's houses during these holidays. Yeah. So how were you strong enough to make that decision?
Well, I'll tell you, the first year that I didn't do it, it was tough. Mm-hmm. It was really tough. It was really hard.
People were mad at you, right?
People were mad. Yeah. People were angry that I wasn't coming or feeling down that I wasn't coming and everything else. But after I had the first celebration that I created for myself and saw that I was at peace.
Yeah.
I didn't have anybody beating and trying to attack my kids and nobody was getting cursed out. I wasn't afraid somebody was going to say something inappropriate. And I wasn't worried about hearing gossip about so-and-so and so-and-so and hearing all the stories about everybody, what's going on with them. Mm-hmm. And I was able to really just sit back and relax and be like, wow, nothing crazy, nothing negative happened.
Peace.
I was like, damn, real peace.
Yeah.
So I said, well, that made it easier for the next time and the next time. It eventually just became so easy. It became natural.
You know? You might want to check in with yourself, too. I know some people that are always involved with their family drama. I'm like, just separate yourself. Why do you keep putting yourself in these situations?
Yeah.
You need to check yourself if you're one of those people, because you might be addicted, physically addicted to drama.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because you might literally need that feeling inside of you, because if you literally get chemically addicted to the hormones that are released when you're stressed.
Mm-hmm.
So you might be addicted to cortisol and adrenaline and need those rushes of excitement, right? Well, really, it's stress hormones.
Yeah.
Need that stress in your life to be able to feel like you're happy, especially if you had a very traumatic and crazy 0 to 7. That form of love that you might have received in those times, if it was very drama, full of drama and trauma, yelling, screaming, I mean, that's how your body feels good. Right? That's how your body learns to feel good, is throughout that drama. So you have to learn that, hey, you know, this is not the way that my body heals. This is not peace. This is not good for me to be staying in these states or keep getting these hits of stress hormones all the time. You have to realize that maybe you might be physically addicted to that.
Yeah. It's a codependent situation sometimes. Mm-hmm. And so it's hard to rip away, you know. I mean, I grew up from the age of 0 to 7, seeing and witnessing a lot of drama and trauma throughout my entire family. It is what it is. We're just being open and candid. We're being open book. And some of them may be watching this video. I love them to death, but it's a fact. And they know it. They can admit to it. There's a lot of drama and trauma was going on nonstop. And, you know, and fortunately for some people on this live, they've never had to go through that. You've been so blessed that you can show up at any one of these particular holiday events and not really have to stress and maybe worry too much.
Mm-hmm.
But for a lot of people, trauma and drama is kind of pretty much the standard.
Yeah.
Which is why we decided to make this video.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you right now, the easiest solution for you is to gradually remove yourself from the situation. I know my daughter, my oldest daughter, she was in such a similar situation. Trying to figure out what to do, because not wanting to go around specific family members during the holiday because of all the drama.
Mm.
I said, April, you got your own family now. You got your own kids, your own man. It's time to make your own traditions and make your own holiday.
Yeah.
You don't have to keep inserting yourself into drama. You don't have to keep inserting yourself into the trauma.
Right.
Get out of that.
That's a choice.
Create it for yourself and your own. And guess what? When she started doing that, she's at peace.
Exactly.
She's at so much peace. She doesn't have to inject herself into those family members' lives once or twice a year and feel all the hate and the anger and the jealousy and everything else and all the back talking and all the side talking and all the gossiping. She's created her own thing and she's done exactly what I told her to do. And now she's at peace. She's very happy.
Yeah. If you don't like something, then just remove yourself from the situation and create it for yourself.
Yeah.
That's in our personal life, in our business life. That's what we do. Mm-hmm. If we don't like something, we just create it ourselves.
Just create it. Yeah. So when something goes wrong and we have an issue with something and we realize that this is, you know, no matter where we look, we're going to find the same situation, the same outcome.
Yeah.
We say, okay, well, it's time to create our own. Then it's time to create. Once you become the creator, you become the problem solver.
Yeah, you become the master.
You become the master. And you can't only, at that point, you can only blame yourself.
Exactly. And so, it feels much better to blame yourself than it does to have always be blaming everybody else for everything. Because really, at the end of the day, it's you.
Yeah.
You inverse, the universe. It's just all you here. It's literally your perception of this reality. I mean, that's what's going to create your life. So make sure you create a great perception of what's happening. And if you don't like what you're perceiving, then change it.
That's it. Change it. And for people who may be doubting what we're saying, just look at forbidden knowledge.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was
thinking. I used to be in every single conference you can name across the board. No matter what conference was popping up online, you knew I was going to be at that conference. Now you don't see me at all those conferences anymore. We create our own conferences. We create our own workshops. We create our own award shows and ceremonies. Mm-hmm. And I'm only going to participate in the ones that we create ourselves. Why? Because there was issues with those other ones. There was drama and trauma in the conscious, quote unquote, conscious community. Yeah. So I said, well, why am I putting myself in this situation? Mm-hmm. Elizabeth said, why do you keep doing this to yourself every year? We're done.
Right.
Create your own.
Yeah.
So we created our own. We don't like what's on TV. We created our own TV network. We don't like the way the ticketing platform Eventbrite work. We just created our own Eventbrite ticketing type platform, which is coming out very soon. Yeah. It's in testing phases right now. Mm-hmm. You know, I went to go get a book deal, but before I launched the compendium book, all those publishing companies gave me crappy, really ridiculous offers. We created our own book publishing company. Whatever we don't like, we just create our own. And then we can only point at ourselves. Mm-hmm. And so we become the ordainers of our own destiny, which is what they talk about in the Sumerian tablets. The Anunnaki talk about becoming an ordainer of your own destiny. In other words, seeing the future potential realities and seeing how they're going to play out and picking and choosing the one reality that you want to see unfold on your own behalf, the way you want to see it unfold, and then taking conscious thought and action and creating that reality for yourself so that when you get to the end result, when you intersect with that ripple in time with your current time, the reality you want is going to exist at that exact moment. And so it's all about creating the reality you want to exist at that moment. And that's how you have to change reality. So when it comes to the holidays, it becomes the same exact situation. It's like, why keep torturing yourself in certain situations, knowing there's going to be a fight, knowing there's going to be an argument, knowing that there's going to be gossip and all these other crazy kinds of things. So just create your own holiday. And that might mean you may be the first time, maybe you're by yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, honestly, once you start doing a little bit of the self-reflective work, the healing work, the shadow work, you're not going to put yourself in any type of situation that you don't feel good in, period. Your boundaries become so strong and so up there that you literally will not let yourself be put in any type of situation that's going to create drama and all that bull crap, because you're healing above that, right? Your frequency is rising. Your vibration does not blend with some of the stuff that it used to blend with. And so by protecting yourself, you don't really care anymore, even if you're alone on the holidays. You don't really care once you do the work, because you're so self-sufficient and okay in here, full of love, that it doesn't phase you either way, whether you be over here at this party, over there at that party. I mean, it doesn't really matter at the end of the day when you really start looking at yourself and filling yourself up with that love that you're searching for externally, because you're never going to get it externally. Once people realize this, then that's the real win.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yep. Mm-hmm. Powerful stuff. Yeah. I hope you guys are really paying attention because we want everyone to have a great holiday season. Mm-hmm. Elizabeth made a very strong point, though, at the beginning of this talk. Why are we waiting only for holiday times to acknowledge the love we have for the rest of our people, our friends, and our family members? This should be something that you're doing consistently over time throughout the year. And one more other stressor that people don't consider as being a big piece of drama and trauma is overcommitting financially during these holidays. There's a lot of people, and I'm talking about at every income level. Mm-hmm. Don't matter what income level, you could be at the bottom, you could be at the top. There's people that put so much pressure on themselves to the point where they actually hurt themselves.
Yeah.
I know people at all levels that financially injure themselves at this time of the year.
Yeah, I know. Even little Gabe wants to spend all his money. And it's like, dude, just make me a car. Draw me a car.
Right. Like, why? I said, don't do that. Don't spend all your money on a gift for me.
Yeah.
I said, you want to give me a good gift? Just clean up your room. Clean up your room and I'm happy. You know? And so we have to, but that goes, it's a two-way street.
Yeah.
We have people that are expecting all these extravagant gifts. And then we have people that are wanting to fulfill the wish of the people that want these extravagant gifts. And so it puts us in a tight situation because we want to, especially the givers, they want to give and they want to make their friends and family members happy.
Yeah.
But at the same time, they don't have enough courage to realize or say to them, I really wish I can get this for you, but I just can't afford it at this time without doing financial harm to myself and my family.
Yeah.
So we have to be more realistic every single year around this time as to what we can and can't do.
Yeah.
Because that creates a specific type of drama and trauma that's long lasting and will affect your family, especially when it comes to your budget.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Just, you know, it doesn't have to be extravagant. You can do extravagant things with no money. You can make something. Literally, if Gabe were to make me a card and just write me a letter, that would warm my heart so much more so than a diamond necklace. He's like, I'm going to get you a diamond necklace. I'm like, I don't want a diamond necklace, dude. Like, I just want you, you know, right. I want to spend time, quality time with the people I love. And that's really all I search for.
Well, look how much pressure he had on him. This is, Gabe is a good example because he's a great kid. He really wants to please us. He really wants to please his mom. And he was like saying, man, this is going to cost me so much money. You know, I mean, he has a lot of money. He saves up his money. So, you know, but he's like, man, this is going to really, you know, you saw the pressure that he had.
Know.
That's trauma.
He was nervous for you because he's like, he has everything. So how am I supposed to get him anything if he has everything already? He's like, I don't know what to do. I don't have $1 million. I might need to find $1 million. He was so stressed out.
That's a lot of pressure.
I know, poor baby. Yeah,
but see, people do that to themselves every single year.
They do.
Stop doing that.
They do.
Stop doing that. Get creative.
Yeah.
Get creative on your gifts. If you can get something nice, get it. No problem. Do it. Phenomenal. But if what you're getting is putting financial strain on you and putting you in what I call financial injury state,
don't do it.
Because it's not going to be worth it.
It's causing stress. It's causing stress. And what? That happy feeling that you get when you see the person open the gift, how long does that last? And then how many days afterwards of stress do you have to have because you can't pay your bills now?
Right. And sometimes they don't even like the gift.
Yeah, I know.
Now, let me give you my technique for buying holiday gifts, because I do give holiday gifts. Is I don't wait until this particular time of year to get my gifts for people.
He was done so long ago.
I've been done holiday shopping months ago. Right? You said, what's all these packages coming here and there? And I'm like, those are my holiday gifts. She's a holiday gifts. Yeah, I always, well, she saw me do this last year. I always buy my stuff in the spring and the summer.
Yeah.
You see? So you start getting small things and things you want to give out to people months and months and months in advance. One little thing here, two little things over there. Oh, this will be nice. A couple things. Before you know it, you got everything you need. You didn't kill yourself financially. You got things within that are reasonable, but things you feel that might impact the person's life in a positive way, or at least let them know you're thinking about them. And you're not, am I stressed out? Am I going, oh my goodness, It's Black Friday. I got to run to the store and I'm not worried about none of that stuff. And then another big stressor is wrapping together. Now you like wrap gifts. I don't wrap gifts.
I don't like to wrap gifts, but I like the gifts to be wrapped. I know you don't wrap gifts.
I don't wrap anything. I just for decades, I just throw them under the tree. Listen, this is what you get. You want it, you get it. That's your box. Take your little brown box and rip it open because that's what you're getting. Takes away, but see, for me, it takes away a lot of stress.
For you, it takes away the pressure, it takes away the stress for you. For me, honestly, that would stress me out. I don't think I would like that. I don't like the way that you do that.
I don't like the pressure.
That does not feel good to me. Searching for a Christmas gift in March, I'm cool. I'll wait till Black Friday and Cyber Monday when I'm on a flight or something. I could be. That's what I was doing. I was having so much fun on the flight. Yeah, our flight back from Cambodia, I was Christmas shopping for everybody. I'm like,
see, everybody has a different technique, and it's all about what is the less stressful for you. Mm-hmm. For her, she likes to work on those deals and shop online because I don't really see her ever really hardly go in a store.
No.
All right. So she's not a store. She's not a go. Thank goodness she don't go in stores.
I hate shopping.
Thank goodness.
In person.
And so she shops. You know, somebody say put it in a little bag. That's right, Tom. And so, but she shops mostly online, which is great. Because I don't like going to stores either. We both don't even like going to grocery stores.
I hate going to the mall. So, it's like I dread it. I dread it. If I ever have to go to the mall, I have anxiety. I really just hate it so much.
So she got enjoyment from shopping that way. Mm-hmm. I get enjoyment from shopping my way. The way I shop is also online. Mm-hmm. But the reason why I do it so far in advance is because I understand online shopping. Mm-hmm. And I understand volume ordering from holiday sales is higher. Shipping times could be stress.
Yeah.
And I also know that the parcel companies, the packaging companies lose their parcels and packages from time to time. That's so true. I try to do it so far in advance that if something comes wrong or something's mixed up, I have plenty of time to replace it or tell them they sent me the wrong thing or the box is lost or whatever.
Yeah.
And that's why I do it so far in advance.
I don't like it, but it works for both of us. See,
it works.
I'm not stressed, and I love the holiday. I really do love the holiday season. Yeah. I do. Some ways that I think helped me as far as it went with my grandma passing during the holiday season was really just honoring her and her life, right? And giving thanks and being grateful for the time that I did spend with her. And knowing that this is the cycle of life, she's not really just all of a sudden dead. I mean, people incarnate and you still feel people on the other side all the time, which I do. I have strong connections to a lot of the people that in my life that have passed over. I really, every time she popped in my head, I honored her, the time I spent with her, and knew that was probably her, you know, pushing me like, hey, like saying hi. And just, you know, kind of letting that feeling go through my body and just release to the ether. So I haven't really talked too much about it because honestly, it hasn't been weighing on me because I haven't let it weigh me down.
Yeah.
Just, you know, honoring the memory of the people, basically. So if you have people that have passed over during these holidays, like it was my dad's birthday on November 19th and he died when I was 19 years old. So that day could have been a really sad day for me. I could have been really upset on that day. But really at the end of the day, I'm like, oh, happy birthday, Dad. You know, I can feel him all the time.
Yeah.
All the time anyways. Mm-hmm. So, it's really choosing what perception you're going to have when it comes to these things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I want to make something clear too, because just because you might take some of my advice and say, well, I'm going to separate myself from some of these family outings during holidays, it doesn't mean you don't love those people. It does not mean that you don't love them, you don't like them. It just means that you're making a choice of yourself. You're putting yourself first.
Yeah.
You're putting your peace and harmony first.
And you know what? Let me add to that. Like, when you have a family, right, and you grow up and your kids are grown, right? I mean, at the end of the day, it's the cycle of life. Your kids will start having kids. They'll start having husbands and wives, and they need to start creating their own traditions, their own. I mean, you touched on this earlier, you know, but it's literally you create your own little family unit. So stop having the expectation that everybody needs to be there all the time because, I mean, it's just, you know.
Yeah. Exactly. And if you can next year, try a Friendsgiving. Like we just had a great Friendsgiving. Mm-hmm. It was so fun, so peaceful, so entertaining.
Yeah, it was.
You know, a Friendsgiving was for us was so much better.
It was.
And
so
yeah, it was so good. So, but yeah, just try different things. And like I said, you can still reach out to family members. We have something called cell phones, and we have text messages and emails and everything else. Mm-hmm. You can send video files of yourself telling people you love them,
yeah,
and you wish you were there and you miss them, you know, all that. Yeah. You don't want to turn dark. You don't want to close your heart off and be dark, but you also want to make sure you're at peace. Because like I always say, dis-ease turns into disease, mm-hmm, which has you pushing up daisies. And you don't want to be in that position. So it's all about peace. It's all about peace and tranquility, yeah, alchemically converting, yeah, darkness into light.
That's a good one, babe. Pushing, yeah, up daisies.
You know I got bars. You know I got bars.
You got a bar. Anywho. Yeah, it's going to be like a super, I was thinking about this. So your birthday is at the beginning of September. Mm-hmm. Gabriel's birthday is at the end of September. And then we have a lot of other things happening. There's Sweetest Day in October. And then November is the holiday season. And now the beginning of December is going to be our engagement. It's going to be our anniversary.
Our engagement anniversary is in the beginning of November, but yes, our wedding anniversary is December.
Yeah. You guys, yeah, are getting married in like a week.
Yeah.
How exciting, yeah, for us. Yeah, yes. We're going to Bora Bora.
Yeah.
It's going to be great.
We'll be getting married.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, yeah, that's great. And then you have the end of the season, end of the year holiday. So it's a
Christmas, yeah, New Year's.
New Year's. Yeah, it's a lot.
It's going to be a lot.
Yeah, the back end of the year is always. Next year is going to be wild because we have Turkey tour,
yeah,
in September.
Yeah.
Then in October, we have the huge Egyptian tour.
Egypt tour, right? And then I think November is the Awakening in the UK.
Awakening in the UK. So, yep, we'll be back in the UK again. Mm-hmm. London and Manchester.
Yep, we'll be back.
Yeah.
We will be back. Yeah, and then the holiday season.
Yeah.
So it begins. It is.
I know. But maybe we can get at least 1 month off next year.
I don't think so.
No? Oh, man.
I hope so.
You think we can get December, we can get off, right?
No, I don't think so, because remember, we tried to do that this year. And now we're going to be, yeah, in Bora Bora, and then we're going to Egypt, and then we're having our wedding reception.
Oh, yeah. We'll try. We'll figure
this out. No days off. Team, no days off. It's okay because the work that we're putting in now, yeah, will fruit later. So
yeah,
it's all good, man.
We're planting seeds right now. So it's grind time. So we typically work about maybe 15, 16 hours a day.
Yes.
On average.
Exactly.
Yeah. Even when we're traveling.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is tough.
But well, we get it done. It's life.
Yeah.
It's just life. I just look at it like life.
Yeah. Well, we love what we do. So it's not that bad.
Yeah.
It's just that I would like to get up.
I know, a little time to rest.
Yeah, yeah.
a little time. It's okay, though. We'll just die later, you know. Anywho, guys, any last little words?
Well, we do have round three is open of our race. So yes, round three is open.
Yep.
So for those of you who are new to Forbidden Knowledge, we have been raising funds in what they call a Reg CF and giving out shares of Forbidden Knowledge. So if you want to find out more about how you can become a shareholder of Forbidden Knowledge, or if you are an existing shareholder and you want to update on the offering, an update on Forbidden Knowledge, an update on what the status is on the company's valuation, you can go to the link that Elizabeth is dropping in the comments right now. It'll also be in the caption of this video, Forbidden with the number 4, forbidden.truecrowd.com. T-R-U-C-R-O-W-D, forbidden.truecrowd.com. And on that page, you can get a complete update on everything going on with Forbidden Knowledge, the offering. You can get our audited financial statements that are in GAAP format registered. You can get all of the benchmarks, all the updates about the shares, everything you want to know, plus a full Q&A form is available as well on that link. So for people who have questions about the status or how it works, if we go public, what happens to their shares, all that information is available on the link that Elizabeth just dropped.
Yes, yes. It's all there, guys. Please, before you start, you know, flooding the emails, because it's a lot. Before you guys do that, please check out that link I just dropped. It will answer a ton of your questions. Probably every single email that I've received, that the team has received, regarding investments is in that link. Yes. So look at it. Okay?
Look at it. Please. Read it. All the information is there. All your updates are on the page, forbidden.truecrowd.com.
Yes.
Updated financials, updated valuation, updated news about the company, all the benchmarks and all that information, the updated business model, the updated business plan.
Yep.
Everything. All the plans, everything is there.
Everything
is publicly available to the world to see. They can see if we bought a roll of toilet paper.
Yes. Literally everything.
It's all there.
What up, Dao Oso? She came on tour with us as well to Cambodia.
Oh, hey, Oso.
What up?
What's up?
What's goody?
Yes.
A couple people in here that have traveled the forbidden way.
Forbidden, the way of the forbidden.
Yeah. The way of the forbidden. The way of the forbidden.
Drop the link to Turkey and Egypt in there real quick before we get out of here. For those of you who are interested, we're doing a phenomenal Turkey tour. It's a tour of Turkey. We're going to go to ancient sites in Turkey, Göbekli Tepe, Derinkuyu, Karahan Tepe, some of the most amazing sites on the planet Earth. You're going to get a chance to not only see them, but touch them with your bare hands. You're going to witness things that hardly anyone has ever seen before on the Forbidden Tour of Turkey. And also, we have the 12-day Forbidden Tour of Egypt coming up, which is going to be our most advanced Egypt tour to date. It includes now, instead of 3 days on the cruise, it's a 7-day now cruise, relieving the pressure of being on buses for too many countless hours. Mm-hmm. Instead of doing the buses too much, we're going to be on the boat, sailing from port to port, stopping along the way. The tour does also include your flights in Egypt. So once you're in Egypt with us, the flights throughout Egypt are also included. And then we have brand new tour buses that you'll be on when we do go to some of the sites that we have to drive to. You'll be sitting on brand new Mercedes-Benz tour buses. So the cruise ships themselves, brand new, fully remodeled, incredible condition. The crew is amazing, 10-star crew. Mm-hmm. The food is delightful. Everything's amazing. We do everything 10-star.
Delightful.
We do everything 10-star. Yep. And for more information on this, if you want to read the reviews that we've had on all of our tours, make sure you go to the Better Business Bureau, the BBB. We are accredited, and read the reviews. We have 500 five-star reviews. That's
not too shabby.
Almost impossible for an average company to get, a small company to get.
Yeah.
So check out the reviews, read them, mm-hmm. and then go back to ForbiddenKnowledge.com and come hang out with us. All around the world.
And guys, I see a lot of people asking about the Bentley giveaway. We are still in the midst of this giveaway. If anyone on here did not know, we are a streaming TV network. Okay. The YouTube network, our YouTube platform, is not 4BK.TV. Okay. It's two separate things. So Forbidden Knowledge TV is like your Netflix, your Prime. You can download it on the App Store. I think we have over 50K five-star something on
Google Play.
Exactly.
Over 50,000 downloads on Google alone.
Yes.
So go to your app store, type in Forbidden Knowledge TV, or go to the web 4BK.TV. Get the app or go to the web version, register, get your free trial. You have to answer 10 questions about 10 shows. And then once you get those answers in, you'll be entered into the drawing to win the Bentley convertible. Uh-huh. So that's an amazing opportunity for somebody to win a Bentley. And the business model is very simple. I want to explain this to everyone so people don't think it's crazy. How can they give away a Bentley?
Right. Yeah. So many people like that. I'm sorry. I just don't understand why people get mad at you for giving away cars.
The largest YouTube accounts grew that way from giveaways. The largest YouTube account right now is Mr. Beast.
Yes, and all he does.
All he does is giveaways every single day.
Yeah, I think he gives away like $50,000. He goes up in people's lives and it's like, oh, donates $50,000 at a time.
Gives away cars, gives away houses.
Yes.
Giveaways are a huge way to drive traffic to your business and grow subscriptions and grow volume and grow engagement. And giveaways is an old business model. Yeah. That we've just adopted. It's nothing new that we created out of thin air or invented. Mm-hmm. It's you have an option. I can give that money to buy that car to Google Ads and hope it does well, which usually it just only breaks even. Mm-hmm. Or I can offer an amazing giveaway like this and drive a lot of excitement and engagement and see the spike in the actual subscriptions go up significantly, mm-hmm. doing our own organic marketing plan and then give away the car.
Yep.
So it's a win-win situation for everyone. So it's not a it's not a special type of thing that we created out of thin air. It's an actual old business model that already works. If you go to the largest YouTube accounts, you'll find that their specialty is giveaways. That's how they got so large. I'm talking 20, 30, 40 million subscriber accounts. That's how they did it. Giveaways is a very unique way of helping people and giving things away to people and getting paid to do it. And there's nothing wrong with that. So this will be our fifth car that we're giving away.
Yes. Right? Yes, exactly. Yep. And we will be pulling the Mercedes-Benz raffle very, very soon. Mm-hmm. So if you guys want some last minute, I think we're doing the first week of January.
Yeah.
We'll be pulling the Mercedes raffle. So if you guys, we'll show the car.
All right. So that's the Mercedes right there.
Yes. All right. So that raffle will be pulled the first week of January. So last minute tickets. If you guys want to get yourself a ticket, do I have a link? Let me
see. I'm going to drop the link to them real quick.
Let me find it.
That is a Mercedes-Benz AMG giveaway. And that car is going to end in January, like Elizabeth said. So that'll be a New Year's giveaway for somebody right there, an AMG Mercedes. What's good about that car, it's a C43 AMG. So I believe like the average person can really afford to keep that car. Plus the car has a full warranty on it.
Yes.
So you can actually take it into service at Mercedes-Benz. If anything goes wrong, it's got to be fixed, which is pretty cool. So you're getting a car with a warranty, not just a car that's, you know, all used up and you got to figure out what happens when it breaks down.
Yes.
Plus, if you need something like brakes or an oil change or whatever, it's not astronomically priced because it's a C43 AMG. Really nice car, but still affordable for, I think, the average person.
Yes.
And if you want to make money with it, you can lease it out. You can rent it out, right? Mm-hmm. You can utilize it for other services. You can sell it and keep the money and invest that money into another business.
Yep.
Or you can just keep it and drive it.
Yes,
you
know? And a portion of the proceeds goes to CIS Michigan Communities and Schools Michigan, which is a organization that helps out children in school, not only with backpacks and stuff like that, but I mean, tutors, they actually go to these kids' houses sometimes. I know of a story that they bought this family a new refrigerator because they didn't have a working refrigerator and the kids kept getting food poisoning. Mm-hmm. I mean, they just go above and beyond. So
homelessness, some kids are homeless. They put them in shelters, all of that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's an amazing program. So that's what you're helping. So it's a win-win situation for everyone.
Yes, exactly.
All right.
Exactly.
Cool.
All right, guys.
Beautiful.
Well, thank you for spending this afternoon with us today. I will be back Monday at 7:30 Eastern PM talking about how to start healing after traumatic breakups. So just a gem. I'll be back Monday. So hopefully I'll see you guys then too. And otherwise, have a happy holiday weekend with your family, with your friends, with your kids, with your pets, with anybody. You'll be back next week as well.
I'll be back with the Forbidden Knowledge podcast coming soon. I got some great interviews coming up that I've done with some amazing people.
Yeah.
The last one I just did was with Avi Loeb. Avi Loeb is the head of the astrophysics department at Harvard University. Great conversation that I had with him. Mm-hmm. So some great podcasts coming up. So stay tuned.
Yes. All right, guys. Till next time.
Peace.
This is Billy Carson with ForbiddenKnowledge.tv. Forbidden Knowledge TV has just reached its 1-year anniversary. That's right, 1 year. And as a show of appreciation, we are giving all new subscribers a free 30-day trial of ForbiddenKnowledge.tv. That's 30 days to binge watch thousands of movies, documentaries, conferences, workshops, lectures, yoga classes, meditation courses, and so much more. So log on to ForbiddenKnowledge.tv from your computer or mobile device, or get the Forbidden Knowledge TV app on Apple TV, Roku, Amazon, iTunes, or Google Play today and use coupon code 30DAYSFREE. That's coupon code 30 days free on ForbiddenKnowledge.tv today.